This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. An airstrike on a migrant detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli has taken dozens of lives. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Tripoli. Here's what she found at the site.
The main detention center where people were living was bombed out, as well as a garage. And you can see in the main hall the remnants of blood, some bodies, clothes, food. People were eating and fled.
She says services to the refugees have been disrupted by the attack.
There was about 160 people in the detention center, as far as we know, before the bombing. And there were dozens of people outside. They told us they had been sleeping outside and had not been refreshed with food or water since last night.
The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the airstrike investigated. Formal trade talks between the United States and China are poised to resume just days from now, according to senior White House officials Larry Kudlow. The National Economic Council director told VOA Wednesday that the talks are expected to be face-to-face, but it's not clear yet whether they'll be in China or the United States. VOA's Steve Herman says he thinks U.S. officials hope to get a sense of whether China will go ahead with its commitments to buy U.S. products.
I think that what they're looking for is signs of good faith in the coming days and weeks and months by China, and that it will go ahead with its commitment to purchase significant American products, especially in the agriculture.
Had said it breached a low enriched uranium stockpile limit. You're listening to VOA News. President Trump says it's fake news that he's given up his plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. Mr. Trump's words contradict those uttered by his own Commerce Secretary, William